From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama is calling on Israelis and Palestinians to get formal peace negotiations back on track, saying it is past time to just talk about starting negotiations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, President Obama sat down for a three-way meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He stood back as they shook hands.
It is past time to talk about starting negotiations. It is time to move forward. It is time to show the flexibility and common sense and sense of compromise that's necessary to achieve our goals.
The Obama administration had hoped to relaunch the negotiations this week, but Israel has balked at the U.S. request for a freeze on Jewish settlements, and Palestinians say there's no use negotiating without a freeze. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
Police and counterterrorism officials around the country are being warned to be on alert amid new concerns of possible terror attacks on stadiums, hotels, and other public places. While memos being received by enforcement officials make no mention of the possible terror plot involving a Denver-area man and a number of individuals arrested in New York recently, they do describe possible attacks using backpack bombs, car bombs, and even airplanes. In New York, the city's Metropolitan Transportation Authority says it has boosted its presence at some key locations, though it says there's been no credible threat against commuter trains. Authorities now blame at least 9 deaths on flooding in the southeastern U.S., 8 in Georgia, 1 in Alabama. More from NPR's Debbie Elliott.
The death toll in Georgia includes a 15-year-old boy whose body was found in a rain-swollen river and a toddler who was swept away when a raging creek tore through his family's mobile home. Deaths are also reported from drivers being washed off flooded roadways. Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has declared a state of emergency in 17 counties, and authorities are urging people not to drive. Days of torrential rains have soaked parts of Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina, prompting rescues, school closures, and evacuations. Hundreds of roads and bridges are underwater or washed out in and around the traffic-heavy Atlanta area, which got as much as a foot of rain Monday. In northwest Georgia, more than 1,500 residents in Chattooga County were evacuated after a levee breach on the Chattooga River. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Massachusetts senators voted today to approve a measure that would allow Governor Deval Patrick to name an interim replacement to fill the vacant Senate seat of the late Edward Kennedy. The bill passed by a 24-16 vote and follows approval by the Massachusetts House last week. The measure still requires a final vote in both chambers and a signature from the governor. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 51 points to end the session at 9,829. The Nasdaq was up 8 points. The S&P 500 rose 7 points today. This is NPR. West Virginia's Robert Byrd, the nation's longest-serving senator, has been admitted to the hospital after a fall in his Northern Virginia home this morning. Erica Peterson of West Virginia Public Broadcasting has details.
According to a statement from his office, the 91-year-old senator stood up too fast and fell down. He was checked for bruises and broken bones at the hospital, but had none. Doctors later discovered an elevated white blood cell count, which is often a precursor to infection. Byrd's spokesman said he will remain in the hospital for antibiotics and observation. Byrd is the president pro tempore, the second highest-ranking official in the Senate. The West Virginia Democrat has been in the Senate since 1959, but has been absent for much of this year's Congress because of health-related matters. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Charleston, West Virginia.
Former New York Giants star receiver Plaxico Burress was led away today to begin a 2-year sentence on weapons violations. Burress accidentally shot himself in the leg with a concealed handgun at a Manhattan nightclub last November. However, speaking with reporters today, Burress's lawyer Benjamin Braffman said he felt the sentence handed down to his client was extreme.
Because of his celebrity status, I think the law came down very hard on Mr. Burress. Since shortly after his arrest and Mayor Bloomberg went on record demanding a harsh sentence, this has never been a fully level playing field.
Burress apologized to his family before the sentencing, kissing his pregnant wife and young son. With time off for good behavior, Burress could be released from prison in 20 months. He said he hopes to resume his football career. Crude oil futures rose today. The near-month contract for benchmark crude rose $1.84 a barrel to settle at $71.55 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.